Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This, of course, the way sports talk radio should be, so keep it locked. We got Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, joining us at the bottom of the hour. We'll ask him about some of the things we've talked about, Brandon Staley, Sean Payton, and all of this as we wrap up the NFL Week 3 with all of the action that took place yesterday, and we are talking about it. Rob, of course, one of the big upsets, we talked about the shocking 70-20 score of the Denver Broncos beating or losing to the Miami Dolphins. But maybe the shocker of the day, and Baltimore got upset by Indianapolis, but probably the shocker of the
day.
That was
a shocker, too.
That was an upset for sure. But I would say Dallas.
Quarterback, right?
Yeah. Yep, Gardner Minshew, who is a very good backup.
That sounds like a furniture store, but anyway, he got the job done.
But Dallas, which had been the most impressive team in the league over the first two games, outscoring the two New York teams 70-10, they play Arizona and get beat. And get beat by double figures, 28-16.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, I mean, not really. 12 points, that's two scores. And that was a shocking upset. Nobody's saying the Cowboys season is over, but that's a game they obviously should have won. Joshua Dobbs, Rob, the journeyman. He's only in his fourth year. He's already a journeyman. He's been fourth year. He's been on three different teams. Fourth round draft pick. He beat the Cowboys and played well. And Dak Prescott afterwards talked about it, and here's what he said.
Top of the world. We know who we are. And in that same sense, I'm sure the media got what they wanted. For us, that hadn't been but one undefeated team in this league ever. So, yeah, it sucks. It's humbling. But to say it's a wake-up call, we knew we had a lot of adversity. And we just didn't get it done. And I think it just goes back to myself, the offense, and the red zone. So, I mean, we get better at there, we win this game. But we've got to fix that area, period.
Well, we'll talk about the red zone futility because that was a big deal for the Cowboys and has been a big deal for them in these last two games. It didn't matter when against the Giants. That game got out of hand so quickly. But certainly against the Jets last week and the Cardinals yesterday, it was an issue and it's something they got to fix. But, Rob, I want to address, and it was we got it cut off on that clip we heard. You just heard Top of the World. What he said was y'all,
no,
meaning
I
the
heard
media.
That. Yeah, I heard
right,
that.
Right, y'all put us on Top of the World. That's what I take issue with, Rob.
I'm with you.
Right? Because it was it the media, Rob, or Jerry Jones that a week ago said Mike McCarthy should take a bow because his fingerprints are all over this, meaning our offense? Was it the media or was it the owner, Jerry Jones, who said Dak Prescott is the best leader I've ever seen at the quarterback position?
Right. That wasn't us.
Was it the media or was it Micah Parsons who said, the lion is ready to hunt. I got a new prey on my mind and it's Josh Dobbs last week on his podcast. Was it the media or was it Micah Parsons who said 2 weeks ago, Rob, after game one, right, 1 of 17, Cowboys Nation better buckle up and get ready because this is going to the Super Bowl. Was that the media? Did Tim Kalishaw in Dallas write an article? David Moore? Were you talking about that? Was I talking about, did we throw those accolades at Cowboys? What, you know what the media did? Gave the Cowboys props. You've looked great over the last two games. First two games. You a fantastic defense, all that. But it was the Cowboys themselves, Rob, who put them, to use Dak's words, on top of the world.
100%. I mean, don't look at it now and try to act like we weren't feeling good about ourselves, because that ain't true.
Right.
You were. Right. You were walking around like a rooster, Chris.
Thank you.
Stop
Thank
acting
you.
Like, oh, well, we never said we were that good. No, yes. Yes, you did. And regardless, the Cardinals are horrible, Chris.
Thank you.
They just gave it up to the Giants the week before. And then they come in there and lay an egg against that team. Now, come on. That's horrible. I'm
Absolutely.
Not saying you're going to win every game, but the Arizona Cardinals, Chris, they're games you can lose. And
yep.
nobody would even blink. They're
yep.
games, the Cowboys, nobody was saying they were going undefeated. Not one person.
We know you're going to lose, and you might lose to the best teams in the league tend to lose to lesser teams sometimes.
Right.
That happens. But like you said it, Rob, I mean, this was a wake-up call, and there's nothing wrong with that. There would have been nothing wrong with Dak saying, you know what, yeah, I mean, we were great in the first two games. I mean, we win by 60 points. You know, it's human nature, maybe. You know, we try not to do that, but maybe. You know, maybe we just, you know, thought we could show up and win, right? And we didn't, and so now we've got to – you know, regroup and start playing good football. But this can be a good thing for us because it can be a learning lesson. I mean, that's really what he should have said. Don't turn it on the media. The media had nothing to do with it.
That's all. It always comes back to us. And you know this, Chris, you've been in this business as long as I have. Whenever something goes wrong, it's always what we did or what we said. No. You demolished the first two teams. People expected the Dallas Cowboys to be 3-0
yep.
against a horrible Arizona Cardinals team. What part don't you get? Yes. Instead, they should have said, we came out there unprepared, unfocused.
Yep.
We put the W in the win column before we even played. This is the National Football League. And when you do that, you can
That's
get
right.
your feelings hurt. Because there's
That's
other
right.
guys on the other side of the ball, no matter how bad they are, Chris. They made it to the NFL.
They all can play.
They all can play, even the worst teams.
Yep.
And
yep.
And it's a cliche, but any given Sunday is real.
It's true. We just saw it. You mentioned Indianapolis with a backup quarterback.
They shouldn't have won
Baltimore.
That game. Are you kidding?
Yep. And so, yeah, I mean, nobody's saying the Cowboys season is over or anything like that, but accept the responsibility and learn from it and don't put it on the media. And, Rob, here's how bad. You mentioned the Cardinals being a bad team. I mean, number one, look, the media, including myself, were wrong for saying they're tanking, right? Before the season, they're tanking to get Caleb Williams. And maybe management felt that way, but the coach and the players – are coming to play.
Chris,
and
we talk about
and
all the time.
They're doing a good job. Give them credit.
We talk about all the time.
They don't care what front office want to do, Chris.
Right.
They got to try to keep their jobs and play. Yep. You think they're going to lay down? If they lay down and play poorly, they might not be in the league next year and say, dude, you saw that performance last year? I don't want you on my team.
Absolutely right. And, Rob, this is a team. This is how bad they were. The Cowboys yesterday put up 16 total points on them. One touchdown. Against the team, Rob, talk about bad, that gave up 31 points and a half to Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. That's how bad they were.
And you just mentioned that the caveat was Daniel Jones.
Right. Thank you. Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. And so Dak did mention also, he was asked about the red zone. And Rob, the red
zone. He said,
zone,
yeah, what channel is that on?
The red zone has been a problem for the Dallas Cowboys. Last week, it wasn't good against the Jets. I think they were 2 for 6 as far as 2 touchdowns and 6 trips to the red zone. Yesterday, 1 for 5, 1 touchdown and 5 trips to the red zone. 1 interception. Of course, we saw that one late in the game. Rob, Dak Prescott was 2 for 9 passing the football in the red zone. And here's where I believe it was a big problem. At that last drive the Cowboys had, they got into the red zone with about 5.5 minutes left. And Rob, they ran 5 straight running plays up the middle with Tony Pollard and gained like 12 yards on the 5 plays. But Rob, they ate up 2 minutes of the clock, more than 2 minutes of time. Remember, they needed a second score too.
Right. You can't, Chris, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, we'll let you run the ball all day.
Right.
And I'll let you get some yards.
You got to throw the ball so you can score quickly and then get, you know, stop them on defense and get the ball back.
Well, you needed 2 scores, not one.
And I think one of 2 things was happening, Rob. One, either Mike McCarthy was like, didn't trust Dak because he thought he might throw an interception, which obviously he did. And so he's going to run the ball. Or two, McCarthy, who we've seen have clock management problems, kind of lost track, Rob, of you know, the time, the score, and all that. And we saw their last 2 playoff games end in similar fashion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Right.
And so I don't know which one it was, but either way, it's not good.
Right, you have to say to yourself, no, we need to score quickly here. I need a big ball. I need a big play. You know what I mean? I need something downfield.
Yep.
And then we'll just – and if he throws it and gets picked, Chris, then we're not going to win anyway. But you need,
right.
You need something there.
Good point. You at that point, yeah, you're desperate. We got to score. And so they didn't do it, but, yeah, they just got to I think the best thing, and Dak denied it, but it's a wake-up call. And there's nothing wrong with that, Rob. It's a long season. You can start feeling yourself, but I bet they won't be feeling themselves now. And so it could be a good thing for them. And we'll see how it turns out. But we'll throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the odd couple, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in on Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys losing that shocker to the Arizona Cardinals. But Rob, we also mentioned Zach Wilson, who, you know, played poorly, to say the least, in yesterday's game. The Jets, of course, lost to the New England Patriots 15-10. Zach Wilson, the number two pick, the much maligned number two pick at this point, 18 for 36, that's 50%. Not good at all by today's standards. That's 4.4 yards per attempt, Rob. I mean, that's atrocious. For 157 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. That's the good news, no picks. And Joe Namath, the legendary Joe Namath, Rob, he weighed in. On was this from the Michael K show? Yeah, I heard. Mm-hmm. I actually heard some of it live on my way home.
I never miss Michael K. Oh,
but here's what Joe Namath said about Zach Wilson.
And you brought up the coaching. How can a coach make things better for Zach?
How can a coach say the locker room's together? How many teams have we been on? Are you telling me there aren't some cats on the defensive side saying, whoa, man, what's wrong with you? Yeah, there's not all harmony in the locker room. And if there is, they need to get rid of the people. You got to get people in there that are competitors and want to fight to win. These guys don't have to be in love with each other. And if they're saying they're in love with each other, they're BSing you. And you got to get rid of them, top to bottom.
What would you, if somebody handed you Zach Wilson and said, okay, Joe, make him better, what would you do?
Send him to Kansas City to back up against somebody like Mahomes. Maybe he'd learn something. I wouldn't keep him. You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson, all right? I've seen enough. Has quick feet, can throw a little bit, but I don't believe what's going on up there.
Rob, I'm with Broadway Joe.
He's spot on, Chris. I don't know how old is Broadway Joe. He's still got the pantyhose on and the full-length mink coat. I mean, in his heyday, heyday in his 70s, Chris, that's what he wore. You remember he wore pantyhose?
I know.
He's 80 years old, and Chris, he was fluid and made total sense at 80. He really did, because he's right. Nobody in there. If everybody's singing Kumbaya and holding hands and everything's going to be all right with Zach Wilson. Enough with the Zach Wilson. He can't play. What part don't people see, Chris? This is, he can't play.
I'm with you. I mean, and Rob, you know I was all for giving him a shot.
No, I know. You wanted to give him a shot.
Give him a shot. He's gotten a shot. It is too – and what I love best, Rob, is what he said in that first clip about the locker room. Rob, these dudes worked their tail off. They worked all training camp, all offseason, and they played through the first three games. It is – you can't ask them to basically – go through the motions for the next 14 games?
And
it's not fair.
100%.
Give them a chance to win.
And they can't, as good as their defense is, Chris, they can't pitch a shutout every week. That's what they need to do to win?
You can't. Right, exactly.
Pitch a shutout?
I don't care how good the defense is. You got to have a quarterback. You got to put at least a capable quarterback. We're not expecting you to go out and get another Aaron Rodgers.
No, he ain't available. And this is the thing. This is why I was saying, Chris, and I know I was saying the Jets management and front off, they blew this. You had to have an alternative, and it can't be the guy who you publicly humiliated last year and said couldn't play. Like, you couldn't bring him back. I know about the cap restrictions and all this other stuff, Chris, but he couldn't have been your second choice. That's how you wreck a season in case your 39-year-old quarterback gets hurt. And forget, nobody would have imagined, Chris, that he would miss the whole season, but there was a chance that Aaron Rodgers could have missed three or four games. Am I right? At some point.
They're definitely.
That was a real thing.
Absolutely. And with that offense, and that's another place they screwed up, Rob, is they didn't prioritize offensive line. You didn't prioritize offensive line. And I look, like I said, you and I disagree on the, you know, Zach as a backup. Yes, they definitely said they couldn't, you know, they didn't trust him last year. They benched him several times.
Remember, they benched him for four different guys. That's how much trust they had in him.
But I just think that, you know, he's too young to give up on, or he was. You felt like, look, Aaron will come in. He can learn at his feet. Remember, we talked about Jordan Love. Jordan Love's playing well. They're 2-1. In Green Bay, he wasn't ready a year or two ago. So you can learn, but the fact is he wasn't with Aaron long enough to learn. If indeed he's capable, right, of playing the quarterback at this level. Rob, you've been much more of a Carson Wentz fan than me.
Yep.
But at this moment in time, go get Carson Wentz. Look, first of all, if I could trade for Kirk Cousins, I would. If Minnesota's ready to say, look, this ain't our year, I would try that, but assuming they're not giving up Kirk Cousins, Rob, Carson Wentz, last year with Washington, 11 touchdowns, 9 picks, that's a bad year. Year before that, Rob, in Indy, people thought he didn't have a good year. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
No, he had a good year until that in the playoff game. Remember, they had the stinker in the playoff game.
Yep,
against Jacksonville. That was it. He played well.
He's had other years, Rob, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 21 touchdowns, 7 picks.
He's had success.
27 touchdowns, 7 picks. And that's – the thing is, nobody's saying he's a Pro Bowl quarterback at this point. He's only 30, though. And, Rob, the numbers I just threw out, what we can't even envision a world in which Zach Wilson would put up those numbers.
And here's another Zach Wilson note. You ready? Here are the three guys, Chris, who they played over Zach Wilson last year. Joe Flacco, out of the league. That guy, Chris Streveler, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Streveler.
Streveler, out of the league. And Mike White, who's a backup. Those are the three guys.
They'd be better off right now with Mike White.
I mean, you're right, Chris.
In
I hate to say
Miami.
It. He's in Miami as a backup. He got to play because they took out Tua. But I'm just saying, those are the three guys they played over him. Two of them are out of the league. And one is a backup. So it tells you where Zach Wilson, they gave it the old college try. Robert Saleh, I guess he has nothing. He doesn't know what to say, Chris. Joe Namath, 80 years old, telling people he's seen enough of Zach Wilson. I'm good with that. Thank you, Joe.
The other thing is this, Rob. Garrett Wilson, who we all know how good he is. I'm just going to say it, Rob. If I'm a receiver with Garrett Wilson's ability, I'm sitting in New York saying, yo, man, and I'm not saying he might not be as good as Justin Jefferson, but in his mind, right, he's like, man, I, I see Justin Jefferson. I see Tyreek Hill. I see George Pickens. I see all these receivers doing all these great things. I'm as good as them. And I can't even get the dude to throw me a decent pass. You think he's going to want to stay in New York if they can't get him a quarterback? They got to think about all this stuff, Rob.
Right. Your career, Chris, and your potential of everything that happens, your earning potential, your chance at a MVP, your chance at going to the Hall of Fame. You don't want to be in that situation where they can't get the quarterback situation right.
Right. Right. So they got to fix this and fast.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is a Hall of Fame defensive back, one of the best to ever do it. Super Bowl champion, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. We welcome in our man, Rod Woodson. Wow. Rod, what's up, brother?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
All I'm going to say is, you know that Rod is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I love that.
All right, Rod, let's start.
There's too many places to go.
I don't know where we're at.
Let's go to Denver Broncos.
70-20.
And I said this, Rod, I do want to say. I said, it looks like they quit on him. I could not.
Sean Payton,
I cannot believe that defense gave up 70 points in the game.
But think about this. The defense the last couple of years has been okay.
Right.
It's been top 10.
Last two years.
And then you get – this is the problem I have with coaches. You know the defense coordinator there understands who these players are. He has them playing at a top-notch level, but you want to bring your own group in, and this is what happens. I mean, they played absolutely terrible football on both sides of the football. And this 70 points, a 70 burger?
Come on, man.
That must have made you upset.
That's high school.
Just as a great defensive player.
Right, that ain't no NFL game. I can't even remember ever seeing that.
But you know what? Karma. He comes in and says, the coaches – were like there before. Yep. Were the absolute worst, and they wouldn't give up 70 though.
And you know what, Rod? I'm with you on the karma. What he did was what you don't do. Why are you throwing dirt on Nathaniel Hackett? We know he did a bad job. That's why he got fired, and you got the job. You don't have to say anything.
It does.
I'm not a fan of degrading another coach after he leaves, or even while he's there. I just, they got enough issues to deal with that outside of having other coaches jumping in on the bandwagon and kind of putting negative thoughts out there.
Yeah, it's bad. Do you, Rob and I talked about it as he said he thinks they quit on Sean Payton.
They quit on themselves. They quit on themselves. Like Sean, he's a part of it. But the players, they have to take ownership of what they put out there. I mean, that product was boo-boo.
The tackling was horrible. That was junior high tackling. A lot of those touchdowns, dudes were touched 3 and 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff that they was doing, that was like stuff we did in the playground. I mean, that's like it took forever to get going. But once the defense didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. We'll see if Miami can hold this up. They did it last year, too, right? They came out smoking hot.
Well, the question is, Tua just staying healthy. Yeah. That's a big question.
And they got Buffalo. Yeah. This will be a big test, so we'll see that, no doubt about it. Let me ask you about the Jets and Zach Wilson. Joe Namath has gone public on the radio in New York. It said, Rob, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson. He's done, can't see it anymore, thinks they need to make something happen. Where are you, if you're on the defense in the Jets or even some of those great young offensive players and you got a quarterback who it's apparent can't play, what do you do?
Man, that's a tough one because they put all their eggs in the one basket. They went all in with Aaron Rodgers and they had – we had Zach Wilson as a backup.
Right.
Aaron gets hurt four plays into this thing. He's done for the year. You got to go back to your backup who, they pulled him and had to talk to him last year. So, you know, right. the players don't trust him. That's the first thing. And if the players don't trust you in the locker room, in the media room, they're not going to trust you on game day. So do they have to go out there and get somebody else? Yeah, but who are they going to get?
I would go get Carson Wentz if I can't trade for Kirk Cousins.
It can't be worse than that. It can't be worse.
It can't be.
I mean, I don't know if I would trade for Kirk Cousins, but I would get somebody on the street. Joe Flacco.
You would bring him back.
Joe's there. Like, I mean, Joe's better than that.
Well, anything's going to be better than him. At this point, it's just ridiculous. Let's go to, speaking of trust, Brandon Staley. Oh. Rob and I have said he should still be fired.
I don't care if they won the game, Rob.
They won despite him. Dude, that fourth and one call, Rod.
Dude, hey, if I was a player and my coach would call that, what was that, the 20, what was it, 26?
24 yard line.
24 yard line. We would have been fighting.
And you were the type of player to speak your mind.
Right.
So I believe you.
I mean, like, Rob, what is that?
Listen, I get analytics. I do. And it says, you know, the analytics was that if they made it,
right,
that, you know, it increased their opportunities like 85%. But it didn't say if they missed it.
Right.
It don't say
right.
That.
You're
100% thinking you're more likely going to lose that game. You're putting everybody.
They should have.
It just happenstance that they won the football game. They did not win that football game because of him. I get the tough mentality because Bill Cowher was a tough-minded guy. Now, he didn't do it on the 26-yard line. He did it on the opposing goal line, and he was like, it was first and goal on the 1 yard line. We ran the ball four straight times. And he was like, man, if we can't get 36 inches to win a football game, then we don't deserve to win.
Right.
That's different.
I do.
Yeah, right. I get that mindset as a coach. But doing that on the 24 yard line, man, you can't tell me those players are happy. You just can't tell me that. There's no way they agree with that.
We got time for one more, Chris, to squeeze in, Rob.
We only got about a minute or so. The Dallas Cowboys, of course, you know, expectations. They win the first two games of the year. They go play a bad Arizona Cardinals team, and they lay a stinker. They lay an egg in that game. What'd you make of the Cowboys?
This is the problem. This is the problem we do in sports. Teams play one, two games, and then we crown them. Like, they're the best thing ever. They're the hottest team in the league. They are the number one seed in the NFC. They got to play another 15 games. I mean, it's, you know, to not play at your best. And listen, every week, just because the Arizona Cardinals, you know, hadn't won a game, doesn't mean that they don't have good players. They have good players. In the National Football League, it's hard to win.
Right.
And you got to go out there and play your best football week in and week out consistently. The great teams can do it. The teams that lose on a consistent basis, they don't know how to do it.
That's our man, Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer. Thanks as always, brother.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, my man. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple. Rob, we were talking about some bad coaching decisions by Brandon Staley. Josh McDaniels, in their loss last night to the Steelers, they were down 8 points, his team, and fourth and four, two minutes, 25 seconds left, fourth and four from the Steelers' eight, and they kicked the field goal to pull within five.
Why, Chris? Please tell me why.
I don't hate – I mean, I would have probably gone for it just because, you know, try to get the touchdown there. I mean, you only got to get four for the first down. But I don't think it's that huge of a mistake, because
you still need a touchdown.
You don't need a touchdown. You need a touchdown, right? But you get a field goal and then you got to score a touchdown to pull ahead, to win the game. But if you feel like we're not going to get this first down, let's get the points. It was 2:25 left and they had three timeouts left. So you figure, okay, can we stop them and then get the ball back and then try to score down? Like I said, I think I go for it, but I don't think it's nearly like anything within the same atmosphere of bad decisions as Brandon.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's still a bad decision. I don't know. Rob G, I know I asked you earlier. I don't know if you have it. But
the analytics said it was a 15% chance of winning if they went for it, and 10% if they kicked the field goal.
Right. I'm just saying, Josh McDaniel's first six games, his record is bad. And remember,
well, I got it for you right here.
You got it? Okay. Yeah.
Since 12-30, isn't it?
It's 12-28.
12-28.
He started 6-0.
Yes. He's 18-30 in his career.
So he's 12-30. Because
Bad math. You're right, Chris. My bad. Yeah.
What'd you say? So what is it? 12-30.
12-30.
Think about that. 12-30. God, you take away those first six, Chris, and it's been a disaster as a head coach. Remember, the Raiders were a playoff team when he took over. Yep. Like, people forget that. What was his name?
Thomas? It was the interim
what was
coach.
That guy's name?
I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Rich Bisaccia. Right.
Yeah. And he took them from McDaniels took them from 10-7 making the playoffs under Bisaccia to 6-11, and they added Chandler Parsons and Devontae Adams.
That makes no sense.
And it got worse, and now they're 1-2, which obviously is early. But Rob, I'm sorry. Look, he was a good coordinator. He had Tom Brady, I know, but you got to give him credit. He won some Super Bowls as the OC in New England. Not a head coach. I mean, what more do we need to see?
Like Joe Namath. I've seen enough.
We've seen this before, Rob. There are guys that are coordinators, and there are guys that are head coaches. And some are better at coordinating, but not good at head coaching. And so I'm just, you know, we'll see what happens with this season. But Rob G, Devontae Adams does not sound pleased.
Yeah, he did a, looked like it was a one-on-one, couldn't find the sound. He did a one-on-one conversation with the Las Vegas Review, Vinny Bonsignor. I think he's been on the show at least once.
Oh, yeah, Vinny. You know that. And, Vinny covered the Raiders here, right?
You know, first they asked him about the controversial play call about not going for on fourth down. And he said, I'm the wide receiver. It's not my job to get involved. He tried to be as PC as possible.
Right.
And then later, during the conversation, they're asking about his general frustration with the team. Here's what he says. It's not my mentality to sit here and try to take all season and figure it out. You use these early games like this to establish an identity. We're not doing things the right way to establish a winning culture.
Look, Devontae Adams, and look, in fairness to him, because obviously he could have stayed in Green Bay where he was in a winning situation and had a chance, you know, at least as long as Aaron Rodgers is there to win Super Bowls. And to be honest, Jordan Love's playing pretty well. So he would have been in a better situation even after Rodgers.
I don't know about that defense, but.
Yeah, but he, in fairness to him, Rob, when he went to the Raiders, he did think Derek Carr was going to be the quarterback. And Jimmy G's not bad. So, you know, it's not like, you know, but he thought he was going to be in a better situation. I mean, it'd be easy to just say, hey, he took the money. He wanted to be near home, you know, his home where he's from, wanted to play with his friends. So he willingly left a better football situation to go, you know, for personal reasons. So, which I get, but I don't know. A player that great, Rob, you like to see him, you know, in a better situation and chance to win.
Well, Chris, it's a waste of talent at some point. I mean, and you hope that that's not going to be the whole tenure there and that
right.
Eventually they'll get it figured out. But it just looks bleak right now. And I'm sure he thinks about it all the time. I don't know. Is Devontae Adams for sure a Hall of Famer, Chris? Is he? I mean, he's had unbelievable seasons.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
And receivers, it's a little tougher, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Chris Carter took him, 14 years to get in?
Yeah. It's tough. So, that's a good question. But he needs to have some great years toward the end, too. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.